This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now for our next story, just to set it up, we've got Willie Nelson to tell you all about it.
Well, it's all going to fall, whether we like it or not.
Willie Nelson. It's all going to pot. Basically, if you heard of this gentleman by the name of Dr. Ganja, he is Amiruddin or Natarajan Abdullah, a former armed forces captain who has apparently cured over 800 people using medical marijuana for different sicknesses.
Yep, so medical marijuana has entered the Malaysian discourse by way of Dr. Ganja. Quite interesting. He's got 40 people comprising former patients and supporters who gathered at the Klang Courts complex today to support him. Essentially, people who have said that he has cured them. And the charge. So Amiruddin was charged under the Dangerous Drugs Act,
yes,
or DDA, on 36 charges related to using marijuana.
Yeah, one of his patients who attended his court mentioned today was an 8-year-old autistic boy from Terengganu, and he was given milk with marijuana, and 2 months later apparently the boy's condition had improved. Mm-hmm. Now his objective obviously was to tell people that marijuana is not harmful to our health. Now, You said it, Caroline, it's entered our discourse. It's not something that's actually been in our popular discourse, unlike,
sure,
you know, the conversation that's going on in the United States. Because over here, it's as simple as drugs equals bad.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? So the use of cannabis in medicine has been extensively documented, I think, for thousands of,
yes,
years. But for now, many countries have legalized the use of, I think medicinal.
Yes, medicinal
is what it is.
Yeah.
Others have restrictive laws. But with Malaysia, you know, you hear smatterings of this sort of going around, but no real case has come through until this one, I don't think. Even the medical fraternity is somewhat divided. And our strict drug laws actually sets the tone for this conversation, I feel.
It really does. But to talk us through the highs and lows of medical marijuana, Dr. Maya Nagaratnam, an anesthetic and pain consultant at Pantai Medical Center. Hey, Dr. Maya, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Now, I understand there were some claims made in today's report that you think are inaccurate. Tell us more.
Well, the overall vein of the article appears to be that cannabis has some medical properties. And yes, it can be used in those terms, but there are a lot of inaccurate factual things. For example, with claims that marijuana can cure cancer, or that it can treat autism. Those are all very far-reaching statements. They certainly have medical properties and value in, for example, treating chronic pain or chronic muscle spasms, but certainly not to the extent that the article is suggesting.
Okay, well, countries like the UK, the States, even they've legalized the use of cannabis to alleviate pain and sickness. So what does medical literature actually say about medical marijuana?
Actually, there's not very much good high-quality research done about the medical use of cannabis. The first countries to legalize the use of cannabis was Canada, Colombia, and Australia, and in some parts of Germany. In the United States, it's on a state-by-state level. In Malaysia, of course, it's not legal to use cannabis for any medical purposes thus far. What cannabis does is, throughout our body, we have cannabinoid receptors in the peripherals, mainly in our brain. So it's very useful in terms of anti-anxiety, for example. It's also useful particularly in painful conditions such as cancer-related neuropathic pain. It's used as an appetite stimulant in certain cases. It's used as a muscle relaxant in, for example, MS, multiple sclerosis. And this is how it has come to have some sort of niche area in medical usage.
Right. So there would definitely be some pros and cons to introducing medical marijuana in our country.
Okay. This is a very contentious issue. I think it's got a huge legislative background, and I wouldn't go into the legal terms, but Let me just say that it is certainly very useful in chronic management of certain diseases. And as we would use, for example, opioids, you know, morphine, for example, that's a control drug. So if we were to use cannabis in a medical term, it would have to be under proper legislation, proper usage on a named patient basis, for example. We would use all the checks and measures that one would for any controlled drug substance. The negative aspects of cannabis, of course, comes from the fact that, you know, it's widely known as a recreational drug. And there are adverse events such as being addicted to it, tolerance, and most people imbibe it in terms of smoking. So it has all the negative connotations that are associated with smoking, for example.
Of course. And with that sort of stigma attached to it, do you think that we'll see the legislation of medical cannabis in more conservative countries like here in Malaysia?
There is talk of getting a inhaled version called Sativex, which they started using in the UK. And I think it's a slow process, and there are certain factions that are promoting and mooting for it. And I think it certainly has some place if used correctly under proper guidance.
Yes, of course, proper guidance is key. Dr. Maya, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. That was Dr. Maya Nagaratnam, anesthetic and pain consultant at Panthai Medical. I guess that is the question, Caroline. Will it be legalized or will we be stoned to death?
Oh, goodness.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.